to even air. Before we start, tonight is the yard site of the Rishna, the Holy Rishna, the Yisrael of Rishon, Gimel Ma'acheshvan. He is quoted, and other tzaddikim as well, to have said that Ma'acheshvan comes from the word Ma'acheshvan, moving of lips, is because we're still moving our lips. In Ma'acheshvan, after all the tefillos, well, the time that we spend davening in Tishrei, it flows into Ma'acheshvan, connecting Tishrei to Ma'acheshvan. Zchus Hayogin Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael. Parshas Noach, this coming Shabbos, is the first Shabbos in Ma'acheshvan. Noach is the Ma'acheshvan parsha. And it talks about the Mabel, which the Mabel began in Ma'acheshvan. The Mabel starts on Yud Zayin Ma'acheshvan, and was completed, meaning the entire year ended when Noach comes out of the table, also in Ma'acheshvan. It starts in Ma'acheshvan, and it ended in Ma'acheshvan. In Novi, in Malachim, Ma'acheshvan is referred to as the Yerach Bul, based on the word Mabul, which Rashi tells us here that Mabul means Shebila es hakol, it decayed everything, Bilbel, it confused everything, and Hoivil es hakol min hagavoya lenomaych, which means it transported everything from high to low. We find in this parasha basically two main topics. The story of the Mabul, the story of the Teva, Noach on the Teva, Noach out of the Teva, and at the end, the story of the Haflaga, the story of the tower. And the two are related. We find that the Mabul and the Haflaga are both associated with the land of Shinar. Rashi brings at the beginning here, in this Rashi where he tells us that Mabul is Shebila es HaKoil, Shebilbel es HaKoil, Shehovel es HaKoil. So Rashi says, Lakach nikreis Shinar, that Bavel, Babylonia, is referred to as Shinar, because Ninaru Sham kol meisei Mabul, all the dead of the flood were moved about to there. Shinar means to stir, actually, from the word Nun Ayin Resh, which means to stir. The waters of the flood shook the dead bodies about and transported them to the depths of Babylonia, as they translate here. So Shinar is related to the Mabul because Shinar is called, Bavel is called Shinar because that's where the Meisei Mabul landed. And Shinar is mentioned at the end of the parasha. In fact, Shinar is only mentioned in these weeks in the month of Ma'acheshvan, as we'll get to momentarily. The only time in the entire Chumash that we learn about Shinar is in Ma'acheshvan, in Parshas Noach and Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, we speak about Amraphel Melech Shinar, one of the four kings, and in our parasha it's mentioned for the first time. And here the Pasuk tells us at the end, Vayihi chol ha'aretz sofa echos u'dvorim achadim, that there was a time when the entire planet spoke one language, and we know the language was Lashon HaKodesh. But then, Vayihi benosam mikedem, they migrated from the east, Vayimtsu ubika, they found a valley, Be'eretz Shinar, in the land of Shinar. And there they settled, and this is the place, of course, where the making of the tower, at least the contemplating making the tower, takes place, and this is where Hashem disperses them, scatters them, and confuses them. Vayofetz Hashem oisam yisham al pnei kol ha'oretz, and the pasuk ends off al kein koroshma bavel. That's why Shinar is referred to as Bavel, because that's where Hashem confused the language of the land. Bol al Hashem sfas kol ha'oretz. Interesting that this is related to Mabul as well, because Mabul, according to one of the interpretations that Rashi we just quoted, Mabul is from Lashon Bilbul, Shebilbel es hakol. The Mabul confused everything. That's why they find bones of different animals in locations where those animals don't live. You know, the scientists are puzzled. They don't understand why this. They came up with the Ice Age theory. But we know what it is. It was the Mabul. That's why the Mabul confused everything and brought all the bodies all over the world. That's why you could find monkey bones in Alaska and you could find polar bear bones in a hot climate. It's not a stira because that's what the Mabul did. The Mabul caused tremendous confusion. And the punishment for the Dor HaFloga was also confusion. Bilbul. Before, though, there was no Bilbul. Before that, there was clarity. Everyone spoke the same language. They spoke Lashon HaKodesh. That we always read this as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. And everything that the Torah talks to us at a given time, as we always speak about, is related to that time. And that's what we're supposed to do. Learning the Parshas HaShavua, living with the Parsha, what we're supposed to do, we're Mavasedra every week, and we lay in the Parsha every week, means not just to read it quickly, but to delve into the Parsha and to realize that the Parsha has in it the guidelines, the directives, how to deal with the particular month and time that we're in. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Bilbul. Mar Cheshvan is exactly that. Mar Cheshvan is the Shinar of time. Tishrei is Yerushalayim. Tishrei is the Beis HaMikdash. As we said, Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Beis HaMikdash. In Tishrei, there's clarity of mind. Tishrei is the month of Lashon HaKodesh. Tishrei is called Yerach Ho'esonim in Navi, the month of the strong. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says two reasons why. One is because in that month, the Esonei Ha'aretz were born, the strong of the land were born, referring to the Avos. The Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are called the Esonei Oretz, the Esonim. So Tishrei is Yerach Ha'esonim. In Micha, there's a pasuk in Micha. Good evening. Take from that. There's a pasuk in Micha, Kapitel Vav, which we read in the Haftarah of Balak, where the pasuk says, Shimu Horim es Riv Hashem, the Ha'esonim. The Torah, the Navi there, calls mountains Esonim. An Eson, besides it, means a strong rock. An Eson is also a mountain. From that pasuk in Micha, the Mitzudas David, there clearly in Kapitel Vav, Berek Beis, Shimu Horim Esonim translates Esonim as mountains. Tishrei is a month of mountains. It's a month where everyone reaches great heights. Everyone's climbing a mountain, and everyone goes to the top of the mountain. Some people get there on Rosh Hashanah. Some people get there on Yom Kippur and the Ilah. Some people get there on Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Everyone has their high point. Everyone has one moment, at least, in the month of Tishrei, where they came to the summit of the mountain. Tishrei is Yerach HaEsonim, a month of mountains. It's the month of the Avos. The Avos are called mountains. Esra Einai El Hehorim, tell us Chazal, Hehorim, the parents, the forefathers. Horim are the Avos. The Avos are the mountains. Ki Meirosh Tzurim Erenu, Lahavdil, on Mount Rushmore, they have engraved the fathers of the nation. Because they understand, the fathers are the mountains. Ki Meirosh Tzurim Erenu, Migvois Ashurenu, says Balak. Says Bilam in Parshas Balak, refers to the Avos. Yerushalayim is on a mountain. The Beis HaMikdash was built on a mountain. We say Yerushalayim Horim Saviv La. Tishrei is the month of the mountains. Tishrei is the Yerach HaEsonim. The month of Yerushalayim, the month of Beis HaMikdash, it's a month that we're all on high. Mar Cheshvan is not. Mar Cheshvan is a valley. Mar Cheshvan is a bikkur. In contrast to Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan is low ground, below sea level. And in fact, the first time that we read about a bikkur is here in Parshas Noach, the first Shabbos of Mar Cheshvan, where the Torah tells us that that's where they planned on building the tower. Vayimtzu'u bikkur, they found a valley. They weren't looking for a mountain, they were looking for a valley. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks that they should have built the tower on top of a mountain. The Gemara asks that question. Because if they wanted to do it for the reasons that Chazal tells us, Rashi brings it here, to fight Hashem, so they should have built it on the tallest mountain, if anything, to get as close to heaven as possible. Why are they building it in a valley? The Gemara asks this question. But perhaps, Beruchni Yisrael, they don't want a mountain. These people don't want a mountain. They want a valley. They want to go down. They want to sink. They're not interested in going, they're not interested in elevating themselves. They look for a valley to rebel against Hashem. And this is the first merida that we find in Torah, the first rebellion is here, spearheaded by Nimrod, who's called Nimrod because of the word rebellion. Now it's interesting that Nimrod, who's mentioned here for the first time, is one of the descendants of Chum. His father was Cush. The Cush Yolad es Nimrod, the Pasuk tells us here. And he was called Nimrod because Hu Heichel Lios Gibor Ba'oretz, Al Kenye Omer Ken Nimrod Gibor Tzayid Lefnei Hashem. Rashi says here, he acted deliberately to antagonize Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, and anyone that does that, whoever behaves wickedly, Al Ken Kol Adam Ashiya Ba'azus Panim, whoever is arrogant and rebels against Hashem, is referred to as Nimrod, the epitome of wickedness. Nimrod, the son of Cush. Cush is the first black, the first one to be born with colored skin. The son of Chum, which he was born black because of a punishment to Chum, as the Gemara says, because Chum shimesh b'teva. Chum violates, he transgresses, he's the only one that lived with his wife, made it with his wife on the teva, had relations with his wife on the teva. And that caused that two other creatures did the same, the dog and the raven, as Chazal tells us, that with shloisha shimshu b'teva. And because Chum shimesh b'teva, loka b'oirei. So the skin, that's the Cush was the punishment, was Cush. Later we find that Chum is the one who lacks in sneers. He sees Noach uncovered, Vayar Chum avi Kenan, Vayaged, v'shnei echov b'achutz. Chum is in this week's parasha, Chum is the sinner. Yefes joins shame, Yefes and shame together cover Noach. It says that Yefes is rewarded later on. And in fact, Melchemes Gog Umagog says that the armies of Gog Umagog will be buried because of Yefes's involvement in covering Noach. So Chum is the evil one. Chum is the Baal Taiva. Chum is the one who sinks. And not only that, but he does it on the Teva. That's what's the richest of Chum, is that he does it on the Teva. And the Teva, as we know, is the Makom HaMikdash. The Teva has the same status as the Beis HaMikdash. Kamavur, in this forum we spoke about in previous years, that on the Teva there was tremendous Kedusha, open miracles, the fact that all the animals were able to fit on the Teva and they lived in peace and harmony, like the way it'll be in the future, V'garza Evim Keves, V'nomerim Gedi Yirbats. On the Teva there was an aura of Gan Eden, that's why they didn't want to leave the Teva even when it was over. Even the animals didn't want to leave. It says, Noach had to force everyone out. Tzeimen ha-teva, hoitzei yitach, take them out if they don't want to go out. Who would not want to go out after being incarcerated sort of in that teva for an entire year? But there was a tremendous feeling of Gan Eden, of Kedusha, of Yemais HaMashiach on the teva. The teva had the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. It's one of the Ramazim, how many Psukim Parshas Noach has. It says 153, like the word Bezalel. What does Bezalel have to do with Parshas Noach? Because Bezalel built the Mishkan, and Noach built the Teva, and the Teva and the Mishkan are one and the same. What the Mishkan was, the Teva was. And on the Teva, Noach, Chum Shimesh B'Teva, tremendous azus, that in the Beis HaMikdash, to be Tomei in the Makom HaMikdash, like we find later on in Tanakh, Achrei Re'em El Heichal Hashem, that there were those who sinned in the Makom HaMikdash itself. And the only one that does that is Chum. And from Chum comes the sinners. From Chum comes the rebels. And from Chum comes the Haflaga, the Pilug. Because it's spearheaded by Nimrod, who's a descendant of Chum. Chum stands for Mar Cheshvan. Not that Chas V'Shalom Mar Cheshvan is a month, is a tragic month or a sad month. It really isn't. It's just that it's an empty month. It's a month that doesn't have what Tishrei has. And when we go from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan, we literally, it's like we're going from the top of a mountain to the bottom of a valley. We're going from a har to a bika. We're going from Yerushalayim to Shinar. Shinar is the opposite of Yerushalayim. Shinar, Bavel, Bilbul, is a place of confusion. Bilbul HaMoichos. Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, is a place of clarity. Yerushalayim is where a Jew goes to clear his mind. Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, where the Shem HaMeferish was uttered by the Kohen Gadol, the Moshe HaKadosh, of course. And Bavel, Shinar, that's where Bilbul takes place. And the Torah talks to us about this Bilbul, Mabul, Bilbul, Bavel, Shinar, as we enter Mar Cheshvan, because that's what Mar Cheshvan is. Mar Cheshvan is a month of Bilbul. We're going from clarity to confusion. We're going from Yerushalayim, from Beis HaMikdash, from the mountain, Yerach HaEsonim, into Yerach Bul, as it's called in Melachim. From the mountains to the valleys. And what kind of valley are we talking about? We're talking about Shinar, a place where people got together to rebel against Hashem, where, and eventually they were scattered and dispersed and divided. They united to rebel. At the end, they became divided. Pilug. In fact, that's why Peleg, also mentioned in this week's parasha, is called Peleg, ki biyom of niflega ha'aretz. Another difference between Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan. Tishrei, all Jews are united. Whether it's Rosh Hashanah, because of the Shofar, whether it's Yom Kippur, after asking each other Mechila, whether it's Shmini Atzeres, Kosher Alay Pridaschem, or sitting in the Sukkah, or the Dalad Minim, which are Meramis to all the four Sugim of Yidden. But then it's time to go back home, and everyone leaves this place where we were united, which is the Makom HaMikdash, and we go back, Ish Tachas Gafnei V'Tachas Te'enosai. In fact, the time that we all got back, we all went back home, and we all arrived home, was Zion Mar Cheshvan. That's why the Shach brings down that until Zion Cheshvan is considered Tishrei. Because we don't ask for rain. In Eretz Yisrael, they really should be asking for rain right after Sukkot is over. The day after Sukkot, the same Talamata should be said. And the reason we don't say it till Zion is because it takes 2 weeks, or it took 2 weeks in those days, for those who lived the furthest away from Yerushalayim, in the Har Peras, as the Mishnah says in Tainus, Ad Shemagia Achron Sheb Yisrael in the Har Peras, until the Jew who lives the furthest away by the Euphrates River, he gets home 2 weeks later. So until Zion Cheshvan, we don't ask for rain, which means until Zion Cheshvan, we're still under the effects of Tishrei, of Sukkot. And from Zion Cheshvan on, that's when everyone has already gone home. Everyone is now in their own home. We're no longer united. We go into a world of Pilug, a world of Pirud. As it says in this parasha also, the Shorish for the word Pirud is here also. Nifridu ha'aretz, Niflaga, Naftza ha'aretz. And what's the idea? The purpose is to go into the world of Pirud and there to bring Achdus. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. Noach didn't do it. Noach was a tzaddik. The Torah itself testifies, of course, he was a tzaddik. But Noach was satisfied being on the Teva. Noach wasn't interested, or he didn't feel that he would accomplish, probably. He didn't feel he would gain anything by going out to the world and spreading monotheism, or teaching the world about Achdus Hashem. So he didn't do it. Tishrei is the month of Achdus Hashem. In Tishrei, we hear the Shofar, we proclaim Hashem as our one king. Shmini Atzeres, Par Echad, Ayel Echad, Ki Yudu, what's going on the Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are the Am Echad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hashem Echad. But in Mar Cheshvan, we go out into the world, a world that promotes, especially today, promotes atheism. In fact, I just heard this week, there are going to be advertisements, they say, all over the subways for the next 2-3 weeks about what? Atheism. Promoting, Rahman al-Islam, atheism. A new thing, a new religion now, called atheism. Yeah. As we get closer to Mashiach, and as we get closer to the time when Hashem is going to be recognized as Hashem Echad, so the Koiches HaTumah come out to try to prevent it, as mentioned last week. And we see it happening now. As we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, the koiches of Kfira, the Apikursim, are out to try to promote, like the Dor HaFlogah. The Dor HaFlogah, it says in the Pasuk, Vayichol ha'oret sofa achas u'dvorim achodim. What does dvorim achodim mean? So one of the Peshatim Rashi says, Al yechidoi shel oilam. They spoke words against the unique one of the world, which also means they denied the concept of Achdus Hashem. That's why the punishment that they got was that they were not unified anymore. If you don't believe that Hashem is one, you don't deserve to be unified. So their punishment was that they're scattered and dispersed. They weren't killed. That was a result of, because they were united, as Rashi says, Godel HaSholayim B'Sonayim HaChloikas, but they were scattered and dispersed, no longer unified, because they were, they denied the concept of Achdus Hashem. Where did they do it? In the valley. Where? In Shinar. Shinar is the letters Sha'ar Nun. Sha'ar Nun of Tumah. They fell into the Sha'ar Nun of Tumah, which the Sha'ar Nun of Tumah, as we see today, is Kfira, is immorality, Dor HaMabel and Dor HaFlaga. Those are the two main Averis that today we see in the world, that the world has fallen into this Bika, into this valley of Tumah, is what the Mabel, Dor HaMabel was guilty of, and the Dor HaFlaga. It's V'los Hasur Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Enechem, Minus and Znus. Dor HaMabel was Znus, the Dor HaFlaga was Minus. And both we read now in Parshas Noach as we enter Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan symbolizes the world of Bilbul, the world of confusion, the world of Bovel and Shinar, Mabul. That's why the Meisei Mabul, where did the bodies fall? In Shinar. That's what Rashi tells us before, as we mentioned before, to show the connection between these two. To show the connection, even though it happened years later. The Mabul was in the year 1656. The Haflaga was in the year 1996, the real 1996. But both are related to Shinar. Sheninaru Shom Meisei Mabul, and here, Shinar is where the Haflaga begins.
The Haflaga, you said, was in the year
1996. 1996, when Avraham Avinu was 48 years old, yes.
Oh, I was going to say, Avraham Avinu was around.
Yes, he was. That's when he recognizes Hashem, the year of the Haflaga. That year.
I mean, he was there at the bubble?
He was there and he left, whatever, or he was aware what was going on, and that's when he began teaching the world the truth. We're going to get to it in a second. So that was the difference in Avraham and Noach. Noach could have used the opportunity and gone, and during the time of the Mabul, or 120 years before that, when he began building the Teva, he could have perhaps gone out to the masses and done something about it. He didn't do that. Avraham, on the other hand, dealt with the Haflaga. Now, Noach doesn't deal with the Dor HaMabul. He just takes his family into the Teva, and that's it. He shields them. He felt that's what he had to do. He shielded his family from the outside influences, and he felt that's what had to be done at that time. Avraham, on the other hand, where does Avraham become famous? He becomes famous in Ur Kasdan. Right at the end of the parasha, we read here, Vayetzu'u May Ur Kasdan, the famous Ur Kasdan. What does Ur mean? There are different interpretations. What most translate Ur as fire. That's where he was placed. He was cast into the furnace, because he wouldn't bow down to the idols. He was Ma'aseh Nefesh for Achdus Hashem. Rashi, however, tells us there's another meaning of Ur. And Rashi says that Ur can also mean valley, Bika. But the Pasuk doesn't call it Bika here. The Pasuk calls it Ur. Here's the difference between the Dor HaFlaga and Avraham. The Dor HaFlaga, the Pasuk says, they got together in a valley. Vayimtzu'u Bika. But the reason for them getting together in the valley wasn't to bring light into the world. It was to bring darkness into the world. And the purpose of them uniting in the Bika was to rebel against Hashem, to deny Achdus Hashem. And from that very same Bika, from that very same valley, Avraham is propagating, if we can use that word, in a positive way, Achdus Hashem. So Rashi brings to that Ur is a Bika. One would think a Bika is not a place of light. Probably a valley is usually a place which is dark. But Avraham Avinu utilizes the opportunity to teach the world, to illuminate the valley, to illuminate the darkness. And that starts here. Avraham's light begins to shine at the end of the Parshas Noach. And then, of course, in Lech Lecha and Vayera, brighter and brighter, and then we are introduced to the great Avraham Avinu, who goes through all his 10 tests. And that's what Mar Cheshvan is. When we enter Mar Cheshvan, in contrast to Tishrei, where we were on mountains, Yerach HaEsonim, we're going into a month of Bilbul, we're going into a Bika, we're going into a valley, we're going into darkness, and it's supposed to be that way. The Neshama originated in Gan Eden. The Neshama was on high. May Igra Rama, the Lashon of Chazal is, May Igra Rama Labira Amikta. We come from a very high mountain to a very low valley. That's exactly where we're going. When we come into this world, we're entering a tremendous Bilbul Hamoichas. We're entering a world of tremendous confusion. Especially now, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, where the Bilbul is more than it ever was. And that's the goal. The goal is to enter a world of Bilbul, and to bring clarity into a world of confusion. That's what it's all about. That's what Avraham Avinu did. That was the first test in Ur Kasdan. Perhaps we could say, in fact, that Tishrei, which is called the Chodesh HaShevi'i, which Chazal say not only comes from the word Shevi'i, which means seven, which it is, the seventh month, but also Sevi'i, which means satiated. It is a month that is satiated with every possible kind of Yom Tov, with so many mitzvahs, based on what Chazal tell us, that the neshama, before it enters this world, mashbi'in oisai, they make him swear, every one of us, before we came to this world, swore that we would be a tzaddik. It says, mashbi'in oisai, the Gemara says in either, mashbi'in oisai, tehi tzaddik, that's how Tanya begins, ve'al tehi rasha, and do not be a rasha. Not all of us keep to that oath, but that's an oath that every single neshama is sworn into. Yahadus, mashbi'in oisai, tehi tzaddik ve'al tehi rasha. So the Tzemach Tzaddik says mashbi'in also comes from the word masbi'in, like svi'i. It's given tremendous kaychas. Hashem satiates the neshama with tremendous kaychas before it enters this world to be able to fulfill its mission, which is one of the reasons why the fetus, a baby in the mother's womb, is taught the entire Torah. And one may ask, for what purpose? We forget it anyway, so what do we learn it for? Who remembers? Anyone here remembers what they learned in the womb? There were cases, individuals that did remember, great tzaddik, and they say the Rishna, whose yahrzeit is tonight, the Rishna was never seen learning, and everyone agreed that he was a holy person, there was no question about it, everyone, even those who didn't understand, and all agreed that this was a Kaddish V'Tohar, but yet they never saw him learn. And when the Rishna was very, very young, in his 20s, the Apta Rav, who was already in his 80s or 70s, they say, took a gartel and tied it around him, and said, with this I am Mekayim, wrapping a Sefer Torah. He said, the tremendous Shvachim on the Rishna. So one of the Chassidim of the Apta, who was already an older person, while the Rishna was a young man, said, what do you see in him? He never learns. He's always walking in the woods, taking walks, spatzering. What do you see in him? So the Apta said, he doesn't have to learn. He doesn't need a Sefer in front of him. He's always learning. He doesn't have to, because he didn't forget his learning that he learned in his mother's womb. When he came out of his mother's womb, the Malach did not slap him. So he didn't forget. There were individuals that didn't forget. But on the most part, we all forget. So what's the purpose? So what do we learn it for? So Sfarim explained, because that gives us the koichas to be able to learn Torah later on. If we didn't do it then, we wouldn't be able to do it in this world. With all the confusion, with all these distractions, with all the obstacles, and the fact that we're in a human body, which the human body is not really geared for learning, it's more geared for pleasure pursuits. So Hashem prepares us before we enter the world and gives us all the necessary koichas to be able to deal with the outside world. That's exactly what Tishrei and Marcheshvan are. Tishrei is the month, Chodesh HaShvi, a month that we're given all the potential, all the koichas that we need to be able to deal with Marcheshvan. But the goal is Marcheshvan, the goal is not Tishrei. The goal is not that the baby stay in its mother's womb. The goal is not that the baby learn with the Malach. The goal is that the baby grow up and learn Torah on its own in a difficult, in a very, very hard world with all the distractions. And then he's challenged, and then he lives a life of Torah and mitzvahs, and then he gets reward. The neshama in Gan Eden is not accomplishing its task either. The purpose is that it should leave Gan Eden and come into this world and enter a human body and deal with the outside, with the Bilbul HaMoichus, deal with Bavel and Shinar, and then become elevated. And Dafka Mar Cheshvan is called the Chodesh HaShemini, the eighth month. The month we're in now, which is Mazal Akrev, it's the Mazal of Scorpio, it's the scorpion. The scorpion is not a very pleasant creature. The Akrev symbolizes this world. This is a world of Akrev. This is a world that we have to deal with the 70 Umays. In fact, this parasha has in it all the 70 nations. All the 70 nations I mentioned in Parashas Noach. As we enter Mar Cheshvan, in Tishrei we didn't have to deal with any nations. In Tishrei we were totally secluded. We were like Noach on the Teva. Mar Cheshvan is Noach when he comes out of the Teva, back into the world again. Tishrei we spoke Lashon Kodesh. Mar Cheshvan we have to deal with the 70 languages, like the Dor HaFlaga is suddenly speaking foreign languages now. No one knows what anyone's talking about. Tishrei is the month of Ephraim. Mar Cheshvan is Menashe. What was the difference? Ephraim was the one who learned Torah all day. Ephraim was Yaakov Avinu's Chavrus. Ephraim spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Menashe was a statesman. Menashe was the interpreter who interpreted the foreign languages into Hebrew. That's exactly what we do in Marachesh. But in Tishrei, we speak Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, we're talking Beruchnius now. In other words, we're in a different level. We're like Ephraim. In Tishrei, we're davening, we're learning, we don't deal with the outside world. Marachesh, we deal with the outside world. And yes, there are times that we have to seclude ourselves, but on the other hand, we do have to go out into the world. A person has to make a living, a person has to go shopping, a person has to go, whether he likes it or not, to certain places. Sometimes it's not pleasant, Beruchni is to go to certain places, and it's very difficult. But the fact that we have to sometimes means that we were sent there. We're on a mission. We're on a shlichus. And there is where the challenges begin. That's where a yid shows who he is. Avraham Avinu becomes famous. Avraham Avinu passes his first test, not on a mountain, but on in a valley. Ur Kasdim. That's where he protests. That's where he goes against the entire world. He's called Avraham HaIvri. Ivri meaning he's on the other side. He's from the Avraham. No, he's different than everyone else. He challenges the entire world. Later, he comes to the mountain by Har HaMoriah, by the Akedah. The last challenge is on top of a mountain. But he begins his challenge. He begins the 10 tests in the Bikkah, in the valley, where the Haflogah begins. That's Ma'achesh. Ma'acheshvan is dealing with the valley, with the pits, with the bilbul, with the choshech, with the hashchasa, with the ayin umais, with a world of the word akrav, which means scorpion, also stands for ayin rokav. Ayin means 70, and rokav means decay. The world of 70, the world of the 70 nations, which is a world of decomposition, a world of decay. Olam Haza is a world of decay. That's what the Mabul did. The Mabul decayed the world. And everything was destroyed. It's interesting that the Mabul, the waters of the Mabul, it has covered the mountains. Vayechusu kol hehorim. You find throughout the Pesukim Torah stresses that first the mountains were covered, then the mountains later are being visible again. Niru roshei hehorim. The Mabul covers the mountains, exactly. Mar Cheshvan, the Mabul began in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, there are no mountains. Mar Cheshvan, there are only valleys. The mountains are covered. The Avodah of Tishrei is concealed. We quickly forget, unfortunately, where we were in Tishrei when we enter Mar Cheshvan. However, that's not what's supposed to be. We're supposed to extend Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. Every month has a different combination of Hashem's name, Ki Yodua. But Hashem's name, there are 12 combinations of Yudke Vovke. The combination of Mar Cheshvan is Vov Hei Hei Yud, which the Arizal said is the acronym Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. Udvash is the end of the Pasuk before Shlishi and Parshas Kisavo. Eretz Zavaz Chol of Udvash. And then Hayoim Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha. So Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, which is Vav Hei Hei Yud, that's the combination of Hashem's name for Mar Cheshvan. What does Dvash have to do with Mar Cheshvan? One would say, if anything, Tishrei is the month of Dvash. Tishrei is the month of honey. We dip the challah and the apple and the honey in Tishrei. We don't do it in Mar Cheshvan. I mean, you can do it if you want, but that's not the minog. And then the latter, Hayom Hazeh Hashem, Chazal learned out from that pasuk, Sheyiyu Alecha Chadoshim, the whole concept of Hischachus, you learn out from this pasuk. Hischachus is in Mar Cheshvan. If anything, his chachos is in Tishrei, not in Mar Cheshvan. In Mar Cheshvan, everything is decayed. Everything is everything withers. The leaves fall off the tree. It's the fall season. It's not a renewal season. But that's not true. That's what it looks like. The yeshiva's man begins dafka in Mar Cheshvan. And even if you're not in yeshiva, the actual zman, avodas Hashem, starts in Mar Cheshvan. This is where the tests, the challenges, are here. As we mentioned, what the Tzvila Tzadik says, that Mar Cheshvan is the Oisis Roshem Nun Ches, the impression of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei are noticeable in Mar Cheshvan. Elul has 29 days, and Tishrei really also has 29 days, even there's a 30th day, but it's already Rosh Chodesh. So the 2 months, Elul, Tishrei, where we spend so much time doing tshuva, making resolutions, how do we know if it was real? We know if it was real in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the Oisis Roshem Nun Ches. The Nun Ches is 58. The 58 days of Elul and Tishrei come to fruition in Mar Cheshvan. And that's Noyach, Nun Ches. The first parsha that we read in Mar Cheshvan is Nun Ches, is Noyach. Because this Mar Cheshvan is the result of the Nun Ches of the 58 days of Elul Tishrei. Eila told us Noyach, this month, this coming month, is the result of the Nun Ches of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei. This is where the test begins. The test begins here in Mar Cheshvan. Now Hashem says, okay, you're on your own now. There's no more Yom Tif. You're not in shul every minute of the day like you were on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And you're not surrounded now with the sukkah. You're not dancing in shul Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. It's not Yisro Chag anymore. It's not Shabbos Bereishis anymore. You're into the mundane now. You're into the average regular weekdays. Today we said Tachanun already. Those who didn't say at the end of Tishrei, today we began saying Tachanun. Back to normal. But is it back to normal? That's the problem. Is that it's back to normal? It shouldn't be back to normal. We should be on the same level as we were in Yerach HaYisonim. That's how you know if the Yerach HaYisonim was really Yerach HaYisonim. It's the Chodesh HaShemini. Shemini is higher than Shvi. It's possible that in this month we could reach greater heights than in Tishrei. Because the challenges are so great. Because we enter the world of Bilbul, the world of confusion. It's here where a Yid has the ability to elevate himself. Which is what Avraham Avinu does. Now, Mar Cheshvan is lower than Tishrei. The Pashtas, Mar Cheshvan is lower. But in the Emes is, 8 is higher than 7. We know the number 8 is the number associated with La'asad Lavoi. And Chodesh Mar Cheshvan being the Chodesh HaShemini means that the Avodah of Mar Cheshvan is going to lead us to Shemini. The Sefer Yetzirah also tells us that Mar Cheshvan was created with the letter Nun. Nun can be either Shinar, Shar Nun, the Nun of Tumah, or it can be the Nun of Kedusha, Shar HaNun, Yoivel, Chamishim. The Teva was Chamishim Amar Rochba. The Teva was 50 Amas wide. In the Teva there was the Pchina of Shar HaNun. But then when they came out of the Teva, and later on they came to Shinar, they fell into the Shar HaNun of Tumah. And if not for the fact that Hashem swore that he wasn't going to bring another marble, there could have been another marble, but Hashem swore. Came Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu illuminated the world. And Avraham Avinu began preparing the world for the Shar HaNun of Kedusha, which culminates on Har Sinai by Matan Torah. For Avraham Avinu himself, it was on Har HaMoriah by the Akedah. The Klal Yisrael was on Har Sinai when they received the Torah on the 50th day, which is Shavuos. And all this begins in Ur Kasdim. It started in the Bikkur, in the valley, in contrast to the mountains of Tishrei, in the valley of Mar Cheshvan, here in the Bilbul HaMoichus of Mar Cheshvan, a Yid can elevate himself to the greatest heights and reach the Shar HaNun and be Mahapech Shinar Bavel to Yerushalayim. It's known that the Merida, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, took place in Mar Cheshvan. Yeravim ben Avot began ruling in Mar Cheshvan. He, in fact, even pushed off Sukkot to Mar Cheshvan. The Merida against Malchus Beis David was Mar Cheshvan. Because Mar Cheshvan is Shinar. Mar Cheshvan is Bavel. And it affected Yeravim. Yeravim, therefore, rebels against Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is Begematria Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. If anything, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is the time that we're supposed to strengthen our ties to Malchus Beis David. Yeravam instead rebels against Malchus Beis David, and the Merida begins in Mar Cheshvan, and as a result, says the Rav Mendel Rimanov, it's brought down in the Bnei Yisachar, that many tzaris, Klal Yisrael, endured a lot of tzaris in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan because the Merida, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, was in Mar Cheshvan. And the first Merida in Chumash is in this week's Pasha. The first Merida is the Merida of Nimrod, when Nimrod rebels against Achdus Hashem. Malchus Beis David is Achdus Hashem in this world. What did the kings promote? What was the whole purpose of having a king? What do we need a king for? We have Hashem. The king, Malchusa de Araka and Malchusa de Rakia, the king down below is supposed to bring the masses to believe in one God. That's the whole purpose of the Malchus. Malchus Beis David especially, who did not stray and worship idols. The other Malchus did. Yeravam set up Agolim in Don and Beersheba. Yeravam not only rebels against Malchus Beis David, he's rebelling against Achdus Hashem. And that same rebellion is what started here in Parshas Noach, headed by Nimrod, in the Bikkur, in the valley of Shinar. That's why Yerovam despised Yerushalayim. He didn't want to be in Yerushalayim. He didn't want anyone to go to Yerushalayim either. He set up the guards to prevent Yidden from going to Yerushalayim in Mar Cheshvan, which is where the Merida begins. So the tikkun for Mar Cheshvan, the tikkun is not to fall into the Bikkah, into Shinar, but to elevate ourselves and to return to Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Vayhi benosam mikedem. They traveled from Kedem. They traveled from the east. Last week we read, Vayita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden mikedem. Kedem is milakadmin. That's Bereshis. Bereshis, Aleph B'Tishrei, Unkelus translates as milakadmin. Chadesh yomenu kekedem. In Tishrei, we all came to Kedem. Whether you drink Kedem wine or not, doesn't matter. We all came to the real Kedem. The Kedem which precedes Kodma La'olam, we all came to our Shoresh, to our roots. Bereshis, Aleph B'Tishrei, Rosh Bayis, which is the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kedem. Here we read how they left Kedem. Vayhi benosam mikedem. They went away from Kedem. In Mar Cheshvan, we travel away from Tishrei. We're leaving Kedem. Literally, they left Yerushalayim and everyone went home to different places. We have to go out into the world and bring Yerushalayim with us everywhere else. Take Yerushalayim, take Tishrei, take the spirit of Tishrei with us into Mar Cheshvan until the next Yom Tov, which is Chanukah. And not be Meisiach Das from Yerach HaEson. And bring the Dvash of Tishrei and the Schatzris that we all experienced at Tishrei, extend it into Mar Cheshvan. That's the combination of Hashem's name for Mar Cheshvan, the Dvash HaYoim HaZeh. And instead of Mar Cheshvan, which is Oisius Chom, as we mentioned before, Chamimus, instead of the chamimus in yonim in for averus for in yonim bilti ritzlim, that chamimus, that hislahavus, which we all had some hislahavus in chodesh tishrei, should be channeled in the right direction. That despite that we enter Mar Cheshvan into the bilbul ha'olam, into the hamayna shel roimi, as Chazal call it, the hu ha, the hu ha of the world, the whole tumult, everything that's going on around us, Madison Avenue, and all the noise and all the advertisements and all the billboard that we see should not, chas v'shalom, distract us from our goal. And what's our goal? To reach the same mountains that we were in Tishrei. We get to the same heights in Mar Cheshvan and even higher than we were in Tishrei. The goal is to get to Yerushalayim, which that's the next, in the next two parashiyos in the Lech Lecha Vayera, we see that Avram gets, first it says Sholem, then it says Yira, and eventually Holach v'Nesoya HaNegba, Avram Avinu eventually arrives to the summit of the mountain. He starts off in Ur Kasim and he comes to Har HaMoriah. That's the goal. Mar Cheshvan, we plummeted down like the Mabul takes the Meisei Mabul down into Shinar, and the goal is to get out of it. And to you, in fact, on the contrary, not to be affected by the Bikkah, like Avram was not, but to illuminate it, like it's called Ur-Kah. Bikkah becomes Ur. The valley is now called Ur-Kastam, because we illuminate it, we elevate ourselves, and the challenges is what makes us great. And on that note, we should be zeichet to what it says in the Yalkut Shemoni in Melachim, that Chanukah space, HaMikdash HaShlishi, will be in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan was insulted because the first place HaMikdash was completed in Mar Cheshvan and the Chanukah was not made then. Shlomo made it in Tishrei. So Hashem promises Mar Cheshvan that the Chanukah of the third base HaMikdash will be Dafke in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan then will no longer be a month of Bilbul. It will no longer be referred to as the Valley of Time, as Shinar. But Mar Cheshvan will be one with Tishrei and even higher than Tishrei, and it will be Zoichet to the Chanukah of the third Beis HaMikdash, which is greater than the first. Godol Yeh Kovod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchroin Yoisem in HaRishon, which means Menashe at that time will be higher than Ephraim, which Menashe is Keneged Mar Cheshvan. Malchus Beis David will be reinstated, and we'll all be Zoichet to Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and we should utilize all the directives and the guidelines of the parasha and accomplish what we have to in this Chodesh. Have a good evening.